Welcome back to the Hot Mess to Awesomeness podcast, a show all about inspiring smart, busy women to put their happiness at the top of their to-do list. Join your host and life coach, Dion Thompson, as she chats with amazing women who have figured out how to make their happiness a priority, and more importantly, what it's really like to go from hot mess to awesomeness. And now, on with the show.
Everybody to the Hot Mess to Awesomeness podcast. I am your sweaty host, Dion Thompson. So I am so excited for my two guests today, Julia Walsh and Melissa Heidmiller from Define and Design, and more importantly, from sort of the workings of my life. So I'm definitely going to get into how it is that these two amazing ladies have helped me so much this year. I don't even think they know the impact that they've had. So this should be fun. And yeah. And I am like, I don't know if it's because it's fucking humid, because it whatever, but like there's some sweat. Even like I say this every episode, I get it. You're binge listening and you know, but like I'm really sweaty right now. And I was laughing because the last song that you guys chose was The Club Can't Even Handle Me Right Now. And I started laughing. I'm like, club? Oh yeah, that was a million years ago. And then as we were dancing and having an amazing time, and it was very reminiscent of standing in a circle at a bar, spilling my cocktail, just laughing at my friends as we do fun things and interact. I'm like, oh, this is it. Zoom is the new dance club for middle-aged women. Got it.
Wait, who are you calling middle-aged? Yeah.
Whoa. I don't, I'm assuming we may not live to 100. So
valid point.
So it's a term, it's a thing. So how about just women of spectacular age? It's the dance club for women of spectacular age. You know who you are because you identify as spectacular.
Okay. Oh, spectacular.
I'll take it.
Also sweaty.
Maybe the women who can't spend the whole night in their like 3-inch heels anymore. I'll be part of that group.
Yep. I call those sitting shoes now. They look good while I sit. Yes. Yep. And I will model them and show them off and then change into my flats or my flip flops when I need to walk around.
Pants that I used to wear to the bar, I would now call them standing pants because I can't sit in them anymore.
So we have standing pants and sitting shoes. Yes. And so then I guess we're not going. So again, is definitely, I think the platform for us. And more importantly, because I don't want to wear the sitting shoes and the standing pants anymore. Like that is not me. And I think that that's definitely part of something we all sort of get to, like, what makes me feel good? What makes me feel most like myself? And dancing is definitely still part of that equation. Dancing uncomfortably or trying to prove myself to somebody else, it's not a thing anymore. So what after this episode airs, we'll start the Spectacular Women's Dance Club. And so look for that.
We are in to be founding members for sure.
Absolutely. So back to why I love these amazing women. In December of 2019, so 40 years ago, I had this epiphany. I'm like, okay, I need to pull my shit together. I was doing a lot. It had been my first full-time year in like a solopreneur, all on my own, took the leap business, and I had no sense of direction. People who were closest to me had no idea what I did because I did so many little random things. Oh, you're the girl that does the vision board. Oh, you're the girl that does this. Oh, you're the, and I'm like, wait, nobody seems to understand that I have a coaching business and that's what I do. So my word for 2020 was alignment, which I'm thinking is pretty pinnacle or pivotal or important at this point. And I reached out to Julia, who we had met in an amazing networking group for moms. And I'm super glad that we did. And I was like, I think I need, like, I heard you describe your ideal client. I'm like, oh, that's me. She's talking to me. And then had the pleasure of meeting Melissa. And just having the opportunity to engage with you guys beyond the amazing content that you put out and the quality of the work that you provide for entrepreneurs who are looking to define themselves and then design a business that works for who they are. I'm in love with you guys for all the reasons that you are you, like the real reasons. And so, you know, if you know me at all, you know that I'm all about connecting at that real level. And that really spoke to me. Beyond the donuts, which are brilliant, even beyond the mom thing, which of course is a sort of a tying in factor, but just having conversations with both of you independently and together, I have felt seen, heard, valued, important, even in the middle of my hot mess moment, which I very much was in January. Not to say the rest of the things that happened, but that was a big deal. And I started doing that work because of your inspiration and your guidance. And I mean, COVID be damned, I was really putting together something of value. And this podcast exists because of you ladies. Because aww, you gave me what I needed to like clear out the shit and get super focused on what I want to do and how I want to show up. I'm okay with being known as the lady who does the podcast. That super rings true for me. And if you also know that I'm a coach, that's a bonus. So I just wanted to thank you. And I'm super excited to have you here today to talk about what your journey that brought you together and how you were able to sort of synthesize this magic. So for people like me who are looking to really expand while contracting, so I'm being super discerning about what really matters and getting that out into the world. I'm excited to hear about, you know, what brought you to that point, because you guys are magical and I love you. So
we love you too. That's the most glowing, lovely recommendation I think you could ever get. So we're going to be taking this and posting it literally everywhere.
It's true. Can we just take you with us everywhere and you can tell that to people for us?
Yes. This is why you should work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And cue Dion. Okay, here I go. So aside of my that, please introduce yourselves and let us know a little bit about you. That I didn't share, that if you'd like, or you can just say your names and say pass and move on. I don't, whatever you feel comfortable doing. Melissa.
Okay. So Julia and I are actually, we're childhood best friends. So we've known each other since grade 3.
Of course.
And that's why, I think that's why we get along so well, because we pretty much know everything about each other. So, you know, in our 20s, after graduating school and doing all that things, going on our journeys, and we both went down our paths. And I ended up at career coaching and being in that field for a few years. And then I set off on my own business, and Julia came to me for some career coaching because she was looking for a shift in her life. She wanted to have more balance, more time with her family, a job that just connected with her more. And in the work that we were doing together, she arrived at social media management. And at that time, I was like, that's the coolest thing in the world. Holy fuck. And somewhere in like the middle of all of that, one of my mentors, I was out for a coffee with him. And he said to me, what's your favorite part of your business, Melissa? And immediately I was like, the branding. I love creating. I love, you know, coming up with content and images and pushing it out there. And he looks at me, he goes, I thought you were going to tell me it was coaching your clients. And I was like, oh, that's a really interesting insight you have there, Rob. Let me sit on that for a while. So I took that idea of what sparks me the most in my own business. And it was the notion of the creating and the outlet for it and all of that. And I started thinking about Julia and the social media management. And I was like, I could really see something happening with these two things knocked together to help people figure out who are they in their business, what's the brand, help them create that notion of who they are and how they want to be presented, but then helping them push it out there. Because it's all great to either know exactly who you are. If you don't know how to put it out there, then you're like, well, what good is that?
Yeah.
Or it's really great to know how to put stuff out there, but if you don't have that like clear, consistent message, then then it's kind of like, what's the point, right? So we're like, let's marry it together and make magic. That's how it happened.
I love that. And Julia, tell me a little bit about that moment when you both decided to like, hey, let's do this thing. We live far apart from each other. We love each other desperately. However, let's jump into business together and that will just be smooth sailing. So tell me a little bit about that decision-making process and more importantly, because this is the good stuff, the obstacles that you ran into along the way and what you then chose to do, because obviously you did it because you're here now.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about the journey, as the bumpy path, I'm going to say.
Like the bumpy path for us together?
Well, I mean, I would imagine that the decision was like, woohoo, but then with that, the love that you guys create, you're creating something great, but that's not how the world works. And I know.
No, but so this is going to sound super like I'm lying, but we haven't really had a bumpy path like for working together. I remember when, so Melissa has these moments often where she'll be like, I have the big idea. Do you want to hear it? So I was on vacation and she's like, I have a big idea. Call me as soon as you're home. And I'm like, no, tell me right now. So she sent me all these like Facebook messages about like this brand and social media thing we could put together. And I was like, yes, I'm in. I've known Melissa, as she said, forever. So I know what she's like as a person. So I really felt that we could work well together. As I'd been doing the social media management stuff by myself, it was the first time I'd ever kind of had to be self-starty. So I was finding, messaging her regularly being like, does this make sense? Should I say this to this person? So it was almost like she was helping me in my business to begin with. Right. But then a ton of people have said that like, oh, you know, working with someone can be so hard, but I think our personalities, like we wouldn't have necessarily predicted this. However, our personalities have really worked well together. We've had conversations. We've never had a fight. We've been like, what do you think about this? Like, I think we're both very aware of the fact that as a partnership and wanting to make sure that we're both happy. Mm-hmm.
Are the assets? Because obviously, if you're coming together and it's felt right ever from day one, what, looking back on that, where other people may have, like me in particular, you know, where the holy crapness, what would you say are the assets that have, that you, the strategy or the tools that you've been able to utilize or the personality traits that have given you guys this smooth path then?
I guess personality trait wise is that we're both very non-confrontational. So if we have an issue, we kind of casually bring it up instead of being like, I can't believe you, blah, 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 blah. So that's been kind of nice, I guess, for both of us. We're both pretty like positive, somewhat laid back people. We both have young kids at the same age. So when Melissa's like, oh, Richard's losing his mind, I can't do this. Or I'm like, oh, Sloan's been homesick from daycare. It's been so great because we've both just been able to be like, dude, I totally get it. I've got this. I've got that, which has been really nice. Like, I don't think either one of us have unrealistic expectations of the other. The fact that technology exists, like we chat all of the time. We're now on Marco Polo a lot because we can leave longer voice messages for each other. And because we were doing Facebook chat for a long time, but that times out after a minute. So every other message from one or the other of us would be like, crap, I don't know where that cut out. But we both seem to have good ideas a lot when we're driving. So we'll turn Marco Polo on, leave it on the car seat. So the other person's like looking up at the ceiling of someone's car and then we're just talking stuff out.
Yeah.
So that stuff has worked really well. Awesome. And the fact that we're not like across the country from each other. So so much of this is like pre-post COVID, whatever. Typically we would try and get together at least once a month. We'd meet halfway. I'd go to her house for a sleepover. She'd come up here and then we would just have a work day where all the stuff where we could just really do together, we would get done. Mm-hmm. We've met up twice, I think now since COVID. And
she hugged me last time. It was very
weird. I did hug her. I probably wasn't supposed to, but I wanted to.
I know. Without the plastic veil.
I didn't spit on her though, so it was okay.
So Melissa, I can envision that in your past life, your before times, before Define and Design, that you did a lot of work with your clients on goal setting. What would you say, how do you guys together as laid back, non-confrontational, because I know there's some people going, well, how did you get any shit done if you don't like step up and go, this is what we need to do, right? So what sort of approach have you guys taken to setting your goals and then working towards achieving them?
The funny thing is that I'm going to tell you that I don't really feel like I'm a very organized person, but I know lots of other people that will tell me I'm insanely organized. So some will say it's somewhere in the middle. We'll go from their perception to my perception. So let's say I'm somewhere in the middle of being organized, right? So when it comes to things like goal setting, right? Like I'm not one who wants to sit down and like dive deep into the weeds and the details around goal setting. And even in the past, like working with clients, I'm like, let's look at the broader things that you want out of a career, out of your life. And let's look at some of the big steps it takes to get there. And you worry about the fine points when they happen. And that's essentially what Julia and I do, right? I mean, as she mentioned, you know, like we have a lot of similarities. We're in a very similar life stage to each other. So a lot of the things that we both want, whether it's for business or whether it's for personal life, there's a lot of alignment there. So when we can sit down, typically we've done it kind of like at the end or the beginning of a year kind of thing. You know, we sit down and like, what do we want to focus on over the next year? Let's pick three big things. And then let's just kind of like chunk it into, you know, we can focus on this here, we can focus on this here. And then we just tackle each one as it comes along to like, you know, in this quarter, let's say we're going to work on this. Now let's just figure out what are some of those more detailed things. What are some of the things we need to worry about the next quarter that we have to be prepared for to handle, mm-hmm. kind of from that aspect.
What role would you say your aligned intuition plays in your business?
Probably more than what we acknowledge. like Julia said, I have a lot of moments where I'm like, I have an idea. I was thinking the other day, I'm like, God, I wish I could just have a job where all I did was come up with ideas. I'm like, I would crush it in that job.
But then she's like, Julia, I have an idea. Our new career is that we're just going to be idea men, women.
Right.
And someone's going to buy them for lots of money.
Right. And then the next Marco Polo I sent Julia, I have an idea. We're idea men or lady. I think kind of that like aligned intuition probably comes in from that notion of like when we're looking at business, looking at what's happening with our target market, look at what's happening kind of with the, you know, the external forces of what's happening in the world and trying to, there's the idea of trying to like, what can I figure out what's going to happen and what people are going to need? But then there's also that kind of like that gut feeling of like, oh, you know what, I bet if we do this, it would work really well. And then it's just taking that kind of gut idea and playing around with it and fleshing it out and talking to people about it and seeing what they need. And sometimes it's crazy. Sometimes it's like, that's never gonna fly. And then other times it's just like, you know, people are like, I love it. That would be great. So then we look at, can we do this? Do we want to do this? And how and when do we start it?
Yeah. That's brilliant. And that makes, I mean, it's kind of, for those that are finding their footing in today's world, it sounds trite, but I mean, that's kind of where we're at. It does require a sense of wonder and willing to go beyond the what seems possible and just keep making attempts and doing things. And I love that you guys have that partnership so that you can do those initial bounce ideas off each other, the ceilings of your cars and really make sense of what is happening. And I know, and you both know that in my world, you know, I'm a huge advocate of pulling in your community and feeling supported and connecting with people who see you for who you are so that you can continue to flourish in the face of the hot messness. And I love that you guys have that with each other and sounds like you've had it since, you know, you were 8 years old, which is pretty awesome. Julia, how would you say, would you say that sort of your capacity to flourish as a team and the strategies that you've been using, you know, following your intuition and putting things in place, how has that benefited you in these times of uncertainty when, you know, the world turned upside down and now you're faced with having to do all the things? Did you turn to any of the, you know what, I've done it before, we've done it in our business, I can do it in my life. You seen anything like that sort of pop up?
I feel like I'm going to butcher this question.
That's okay.
I think with all the COVID stuff, everything, we just stopped and took a step back and had a break, which I think has also actually worked in our lives as well. And then we did some reevaluating on what it was we wanted to be offering, because I think a lot of that has the potential to change depending on how things go moving forward.
Right. And so that impact, I've seen the impact of that in your business. Mm-hmm. Have you seen an impact of that kind of thinking in your life as a mom with littles and, you know, we were all home doing the school thing and the self-isolation thing. So did you see, you know, that idea of stepping back so that you can lean in?
I've tried, to be completely honest, I have a lot of issues with anxiety. So this has not been a banner time in my personal life, just based on all of the unknowns with the kids and stuff. For some reason it's, I mean, my husband's also a fantastic partner, but when it comes to like business stuff, I feel like Melissa and I, as both the moms and both the women, have a different way of bouncing things off each other than say I do with perhaps my husband. So it feels easier and safer in my business than it does with all of the other stuff. Like, definitely been trying to take a step back and realizing that, you know, everything could be worse. There are workarounds. So I guess to some extent, similar.
Cool. I think, it sounds to me like your business has been sort of the grounding point, which is, we all need it in some way, a way to feel grounded in one area in order to manage the uncertainty in the other areas. And so for the individuals who are listening, whatever it is that, whether it is your business or your work or your partner or your kids, to take ownership and love up on what you need to do in order to feel grounded. Coming into this month has really shined this massive light on, this is not the September that we're used to, and we're recording in August, and not sure what the next month, next few months will lay out for us. But feeling connected and somewhat in control, at least in one area of our lives, has the potential to then overlay and give us hope for the other areas. So it sounds like for you guys, your business has always been that. It has been that sort of safe space that you can land, that gives you the freedom to explore in order to be able to manage other areas. Would that be fair to say?
I think so.
Words in your mouth, but.
No, yes, what she said. But also the nice thing is, I felt like, you know, I don't want to, like, we are leaders, but I mean, like, for our community, we like to be like a voice of reason and information and be leaders in some aspect. So I think we've tried to maintain that as a normal thing. And I think that's also probably what we're trying to do in our families as well, you know, be the one that gets the information, relays it to the masses and tries to keep on top of things in that way as well.
Absolutely. And you guys have definitely been doing that for someone who's on the receiving end. There's a light there in that tribe. And that's been awesome. Melissa, where would you say you are turning for your light, for your guiding light? So, you know, you guys are both showing up for others. Where are you turning to continue to get that inspiration, motivation to do that?
I think that I would have to say, if over the course of the pandemic, let's just say, right, where things were all over the map and all of that. I've definitely, not that I've ever been disconnected from my mother, but I've definitely reconnected with her in a different way over this time that I found that I've been having more kinds of conversations with her and, you know, running through, just running through like the problems of life and talking with her about them and just, having her kind of listening and being that sounding board for me. I mean, she's always been that, but it's just been different this time around, I think, is probably, I would say would be that.
And I can see you are not alone in what this time has done, is it's really helped many of us redefine our relationships. Not that they were strained or there was anything wrong, mm-hmm. but just really sort of fine tuning the intricacies and the value in it to be gained from, you know, for us, for many of us with our parents or with close relatives, it's like, you know, they're just there. This is what we do. Like, we have these kinds of conversations, we do these kinds of things, and we connect these times of the year. But what a gift. And not to sort of put you on the spot, but your mother is a light in her in definitely her own way. And if I can convince her to come on here, I would. And so what a gift that is, something that you're able to, someone you're able to turn to And then that translates, it definitely translates through your business and through all the work that you do. So that's phenomenal. Awesome. What is coming up next in your world, ladies? I know there's got to be something. because I was very grateful for when you took a step back in the spring. I was grateful that you put it out there. I was grateful that you said to the world, this is what needs to happen, not just for us in our business, but for us personally. And it gave a lot of us permission to do the same when so many of us doers are like, but I got to be fucking doing something. I have to be, and I'm not, and I don't know what to do. And as leaders voicing that, yes, this is what needs to happen. And this is why. And then, you know, taking that time to reflect and build and to start to see some of the work that you're putting out afterwards, I'm like, that's freaking awesome. And it is very inspiring. So I'm excited to hear about what you have coming up next for those of us in your world and for anybody who's interested in jumping in and connecting with you. What's happening? What's exciting?
Well, in our plans of taking over the world.
This is how alike we are, because I was just about to say, aside from world domination.
So,
one of the, I'm going to say the biggest epiphany that we had coming through COVID, and, you know, we made the decision, we're going to step back in business and all of those things. The big realization that we had was that if we are down, business is down, right? That when we're not able to be performing and doing and whatever, then that is completely impacting the business, right? That it's not really there. So we're like, okay, so we need to look at how can we shift what we're doing so that, you know, should this happen again, you know, if we're not able to give our 100% all, you know, 5 days a week, that, you know, business is still functioning, we're still earning an income and all of that. So we were working behind the scenes, putting more emphasis, I guess, on our group program, which was already in the existence, but it was kind of like, it was our exploratory, it was our first run. We had a group of fantastic founding members, and so we're like, okay, we're gonna take that and we're gonna make it a bazillion times better. So we did. So we're definitely focusing more on pushing out our group program. It's an online program. It's essentially, it's DIY. It's online. It's module lessons, blah, blah, blah. But we do it in that group format where anybody that's taking it, doesn't matter what stage or where you're at in it, we come together and we support each other and we talk things through. So that's our primary focus right now. We're also looking at getting other like smaller kind of bite-sized courses that we can be putting out there. And that's kind of our big focus, is our Hustle and Flow Business Mentorship Program.
Awesome. And having done that program, I'm a huge advocate of the brilliance that you put together. And I remember chatting with you about, you know, where I was gaining the most traction. And I'm sure you recall, because, you know, anyway, it doesn't matter, but I'm sure you recall that I said it was us having conversations, right? It was feeling like I had a bit of a plan, and although I wanting to be able to go, like, I'm going to pick out this piece, which was for like now why I love that you've put it all together and I can do that for myself. So do your members have the option to connect with you to do one-on-one work while in the mentorship program? Is that a thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We definitely do offer that. We do have two levels to the program, that one-on-one program or the group one. In all sincerity, we are pushing for the group right now just because of like the unknown of school and stuff, but fingers crossed. So, you know, having, I think with that one-on-one, if we had a small number of one-on-one, then that is very doable, right? So it's just like, you know, when we were getting like, we're doing this, and that's where it was, sorry, cat and child.
Yeah. So
here, say hi real quick. Hi. Okay.
Hi.
No.
Okay.
Nice. So, but with our group coaching program, we do have Melissa and I do a group coaching call. We're working on getting back into more of a regular pattern when school's back, but we were doing an open office hour before so people could pop in and visit us and ask us any questions. And then we were going to be doing like bi-weekly group coaching calls.
Awesome. So for the woman who's out there, the do all the things, but I don't have the fucking time now. You know, being someone who was starting out in business and not having a clue what that meant. I mean, I knew what I wanted to do, didn't know how to do the back end. I had some general idea. I was like the ebook download queen. And so what does the mentorship program offer someone who's kind of in that hot mess moment? And like, what is it that they could gain from joining the mentorship so that they feel a little less like they're trying to do all the things?
I think a big part of what they get is clarity in their brand, in their messaging, who they're talking to. Get a sense of direction.
A big part around the brand clarity when we were building the content for it, it included clarity in your business, right? Because you can't build your brand if you don't know what your business is. You can't build a plan for your brand if you don't know what you want, right? So we take the time to make sure that people have a foundation of who they are, what they're offering, and what they want out of their business before moving on to that brand building, right? Because if you're not clear in that first part, then you can't really create that authentic brand for yourself that is going to represent who you are, and that it's going to that it's going to connect with your audience base, and that it's going to meet those long-term goals that you have for yourself. It's like the fringe benefits, but it's the most impactful thing, I think, out of the whole program, right? Is that you're gaining that clarity, and that it's giving you the space to successfully build the brand, get the social media plan, create your content strategy so that it all just flows.
And I would say that's exactly what happened for me, was the brand clarity, but came from what the hell do I want out of my business. And so for the people out there who, you know, business is so much more than, you know, a bricks and mortar, and that kind of business is fabulous, or selling product, and those types of businesses are fabulous. But often there are many women out there who are looking, you know, they're side hustling and they're building businesses that may be sort of predetermined for them. But there's a lot of conversation around how important it is to understand yourself in order to then like to do that self-branding, regardless of if you're selling the same product as the next person, you know, we all know that people buy from who they know, like, and trust. And so the clarity came around, not just, I have a coaching business, but who I was and how I wanted to show up in the world, and getting that alignment in not just my messaging, but the what I do, and then the how I do it. I'm really getting clear on why I do what I do, which is, again, what I feel like I gained from doing it wasn't easy work, but it was very well laid out. So it felt simple to do, right? I didn't feel like it was like, you know, homework from university. It felt like something that was doable, and that it allowed me to put myself together. Who would you say you're speaking to specifically? Do you have like a person in business who, like, that is the person that you feel would greatly benefit from the work that you've put together?
I would say that our target person, we do a lot of mom language. So, I mean, you don't have to be a mom, but whatever, is a woman who has been in business for a couple of years, is a solopreneur. Maybe, you know, you might have something behind you, but let's just say you're the face of the business. So the brand of your business is very much reflected on who you are as an individual. A couple of years into business,
but you've never really spent the time to sit down to map out the things of, you know, what is my business? What does it mean? What does it do? How do I want my audience to perceive me? It's just never been a priority for them, but they've gotten to the point where they know that stuff needs to be cleared. That stuff needs to be set in order for them to make the progress and get to those next steps in their business.
Awesome. Again, that was me. You're still me. I'm me evolved. That's what it is. So that's making me giggle. I'm like, oh yeah, that was me. So ladies, the journey through your business, and there's so much that we didn't even touch on, the work that you're doing with other communities and how you're supporting women all over the place. What bit of wisdom would you each share with someone who is sort of stepping into that space? They're not sure if they are in the position to be able to invest, or they don't know exactly what they want to be doing, but they have this idea. They are a business owner. They have this idea. What bit of wisdom would you offer them to help them sort of get through that decision-making process of being able to put themselves first, be able to put their happiness first? Because ultimately, when you take that leap into getting super clear on what it is that you want, it involves understanding that it's about making you happy. So Melissa, what bit of wisdom would you share?
I think the wisdom that I would share is that it's pay attention to yourself, pay attention to what makes you happy, right? Pay attention to the things that I'm going to say, like, I kind of hate the whole like buzz things, whatever, but pay attention to what sparks you and lights you up, right? That when it comes to whether, you know, it's building a business or following the 9-to-5 path in a career working for someone else, if you're not doing something, it doesn't have to be, you know, do what you love, but if you're not doing something that you're able to utilize your strengths and your talents and your interests, it's not going to fly, right? It's going to be a small blip before you move on to something else. So if you're, when you're in business and you're looking to you want it to be a sustainable business, you want it to be something that you're going to be happy doing for years to come, just pay attention to yourself and what lights you up and stick with that and explore it. And if you have to adapt in your business to adapt with the things that spark you, then do that, right? Just because you start a business in one thing doesn't mean it can't change to something else.
Right. Absolutely. Julia, do you have anything to add?
Melissa, that was pretty much what I was going to say. You are going to spend a lot more time working on and in your business than you think. So it definitely needs to be something that you're super passionate about. And like when you're taking the next step, just people recognize when you're being fake, people recognize when you're being authentic. Like, so that's just our whole big thing. It's just really, you need to be yourself, speak from the heart, because that's really what's going to make people connect with you and want to use you or speak with you or connect with you over someone else.
Absolutely. And I think that's some phenomenal life advice.
Also right? That, yes.
Right. And what I've really come to understand while taking steps to expand and flourish in my business is that the business is not me, but I am my business. So, you know, there are parts of me that don't make it into all the things that I do business-wise, but it's still me. And I want to be able to show up in every capacity of my life feeling that there's an alignment there. And, you know, so I use the word authenticity often as well. And now I'm feeling really pulled to talk about alignment. And it's not if it feels right and it feels connected to who I am as a person and what drives me and my values, regardless if it's a business thing or a life thing, when you get into the habit of putting that first, of putting yourself and what you value out in front, the decision-making becomes much easier. And Melissa, you're absolutely right. It's not just about, you know, do what you love and because you still have to make money, but you want to feel lit up. You want to feel engaged with everything that you're choosing to do. And that it may be exhausting physically. I'm all about being tired from a hard day's work, but it fills you up in the process energetically. Mm-hmm. I think there's a huge difference there. And a lot of us have been conditioned to believe that you just do what you're supposed to do, and you feeling fulfilled has not ever been part of the equation. So that might be a new concept for a lot of people looking around going, what is she talking about? That's not work. Work is work. It's not supposed to feel good. And I think that shining light on that truth is really important. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Because we're all good at something. Everybody is good at something.
Yes.
We'll be able to use that in our daily lives.
Yeah.
And in our work.
And so I'm not sure if y'all heard that, but everybody's good at something. And if you are the kind of woman who has yet to sort of come to that space where you celebrate the greatness that is you, when you celebrate how you are awesome, you will feel stuck in that hot mess longer. And it would feel a little bit more like the norm. When in reality, it's not about not ever getting into the hot messes, because shit, those are going to happen all the time. It's about acknowledging that we are still awesome while it's happening, and that it will end, and that we have the potential and the capacity and the strength to be able to move through every hot mess as it shows up. So thank you, ladies. Thank you for that. Thank you for, again, making my life easier and for helping me to expand and to grow. And I really appreciate all that you do and for coming on here today and giving us a little insight into the behind Define and Design and sharing with us your stories and how and why you do what you do. So thank you for that.
You are very welcome. Thank you for having us. We love chatting with you anytime, and we've appreciated all the support you've given us back. We are thrilled at how happy you are with what you've received from us. That's honestly like the best. That's the part of the job you like the most, right? Is hearing that you've actually helped.
Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk real soon.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed the show. Join Dion again next week to learn more about what you can do to go from hot mess to awesomeness.